Wow, so what a change Audio Boom has made. I thought I'd come back and rediscover this app in the new form as it's changed from Audio Boo to Audio Boom. And it, initially, I think I may have just thought it was, you know, one of those changes. It was a rebrand. But actually, the entire thing is just completely different. The cultural aspect of listening to podcasts, traditionally, if you go back to what I remember as the iTunes podcast store, that would be the way to do it, because there's so many websites out there that offer various podcasts, and I believe that it can be tough sometimes to trawl through Google or however you might find these podcasts, unless if you know which website to go to. And sometimes you need effectively a search engine for podcasts, for audio sound bites, and hopefully they'll create one for images too, but for now we'll focus on audio. So the audio culture of how you access audio bites or various audio transmissions, whether it's short little blips of excerpts or an overview podcast from a radio station, it all needs to be in one place. And there are a few services that do it, as does Audio Boo. However, now that it's changed from Audio Boo into Audio Boom, I guess it's really easy and straightforward to go Audio Boo, let's add an M, boom. That's it, it's done. I tell you what, let's change the way it looks. And I think a lot of people might imagine that's how the conversation would have went. However, the boom has really landed and it's such an immense change. The layout and structure, the idea of using the finger gestures has been taken to the next level. In some ways you could argue it's fairly simplistic manner of using gestures and one that other applications use, but in terms of using it for an audio service, it's very unique in the way that they use it. It's very unique in the way that they ask you to swipe through content that you have pre-chosen by topic, and that they plan to listen to what you listen to, I guess. So the ever-evolving content, the nature of the content changing to what your needs are, is just so current, I suppose. I was going to say it was new and bright and vibrant, but in frankness, there's a lot of digital services that already try and provide this. And what Audio Boom has done is changed, sorry, to Audio Boom. And what Audio Boom's done is really take what trends currently exist that are, to the average person, probably hidden in some ways, and people can immerse themselves within these digital cultures so much, much easier than before. And Audio Boo in some ways was dated in the way it allowed people to navigate around. And I know that I sort of got into a phase of publishing more, I guess, than listening. And I was a bit more directed towards knowing which things I might listen to. And I think it's done something great, because now I'm wanted to listen to more podcasts, and it's listening to what my needs are without really having me to care. It's just there, really. And I think it's just marvellous. It's absolutely transformed the way one would consume audio bites and audio booms, as it's now called. I do need to keep reminding myself that it has renamed to Audio Boom. I'm sure it'll take a little while for it to soak in, but we'll get there. Now, with all of the, as you probably sense, the amazingness and the excited sort of bated breath that I have, there is a slight downside in that I now have to troll through effectively the rubbish, and I do feel like initially looking at the stuff that's there, it does seem to be very mainstream media related, and I think it's great that they've captured such high-end material and the contracts with BBC and other corporations is immense. And it's needed, and I think it's brilliant the way it tries to support and market those businesses that need to be out there. However, I know on the old platform, it did allow me to scroll through with ease my users and already show what my users are booing or booming at. And it gave me a chance to really catch up with not just mainstream media content and various bits of sound, but also what regular people were doing. And there were actually a few interesting things. Everything from public speakers and journalists who and people who deliver photography and how they might be feeling about an environment, right through to young children and young people in schools. There's an immense amount of audio bites that exist in the ether that is now Audio Boom. And I think one of the criticisms that I might have is it's not instantly popped up. And I hope that there is some balance between this, because the ability to for Audio Boom to serve as a marketing tool for businesses is massive. And beyond that, as it develops, it won't just support the mainstream media and large businesses and support businesses in marketing. It will drive the agenda that seems to be coming out of digital cultures and smarter cities and government initiatives, which all boils down to hyper-local media and hyper-local information. And as Audio Boom goes on, I would only hope that this type of content is also prevalent and available to me to listen to, because that's going to make me want to listen to Audio Boom even more, I guess. But for now, the amazing change in how it looks is just totally amazing, and I can't describe how great it really sucks you in. And I guess that is partly because as soon as you swipe over to toggle through, the sound just relays over instantly and plays, which is great. And I think how it delivers personalized content now and in the future is what will make Audio Boom not just itself a success, but a future success as well, and gain new audiences. So that's my, it doesn't feel like a rant, it feels like an amazing praise. So that's my amazing Audio Boom experience over with. Hopefully you got something out of it and will now sign up. I do recommend at least signing up to have a little view, because it beats having the radio on sometimes. It's just better. And thank you for listening.